if you're into Lego and you're in Hamilton, have I got some fun for you. There is a really special treat. Actually, in particular, if you are in the Waikato region and you have someone with autism in your life who likes Lego, mechanical engineer Holger Blodorn and his partner Rachel Ballard have built an entire city out of Lego. And it's on show this weekend at the WinTech Atrium in Hamilton. It's part of the Hamilton Brick Show. Holger's on the line now. Hello there.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, nice to meet you. How long have you been interested in Lego for?
Oh, interested since I was a kid, but you have the so-called dark years when you think that computers and girls are more interesting. And somewhere I found the way back, that was 2014, after I immigrated to New Zealand. I just pulled out an old box of my childhood Lego, and it was the spark. And since then, the fire is burning hot.
Yeah, hey, well done. I'm looking at some of these creations of yours. I have to ask, have you enjoyed the Lego TV series that's been on in the last few weeks?
Yeah, yes, for sure, of course. It was an absolute must to see that. Absolute brilliant designs, creative people. Good show.
Now, people can look on the website rnz.co.nz/Jesse at some of Holger's creations. Have you recreated the pod race from The Phantom Menace?
Now the pod race is from Melanie, and I don't know if she have it on display right now.
We've got some photos from last year, so maybe this is just from the last year's Brick Show, huh?
Yeah. I think the last year she had the pod race here. This time she has something different because people want to see new stuff, not the old stuff.
So what have you built? What have you built this year?
Oh, we built, what is it, four and a half meter city with a beach and an amusement park, and the train is going over that,
cool.
The train actually comes from the display next to us, which is a pure train display.
Yeah.
So we have something like 8-9 meters of complete display surface, just city and trains. But when I look around, I see little villages where dragons flying over it. I see awesome creations. I see a Disney castle. I see hundreds of minifigures, and castle with an army standing in front of it. So it's something for everybody.
Yeah, it's the field days of Lego, huh?
Yeah.
And when did you start building?
We started reassembling our display, so it's in, we reused the buildings we had for other city displays. We just put a complete new layout and added the amusement park and all that. And I think we started, as usual, way too late, 3 months ago. And we just finished, I think, day before yesterday.
Mate, Holger, I've been watching some of that Lego TV show, and sometimes they're only given like 6 hours, so you should think yourself lucky.
Yeah. You have to put in account that these guys have the brick vault, so they go find the pieces they want and just chuck it together.
Yeah.
And when I would have that, it might go a little bit faster.
So I think it's 9 to 5 each day this weekend, but then there is a special hour on Saturday. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Saturday we have a special hour for our friends from Autism NZ, because that's the people we support with the show.
Autism
NZ, have a Lego group, and we support them with money for more Lego sets so their kids can build new stuff, have more fun, and can enjoy their Lego group.
So how's that hour different to other hours in the weekend?
The hour is in that case different. There will be no other visitors. And we dim the light down so it is not as noisy as usually when you have a few hundred kids running around.
Yeah, cool.
And it is less stressy for the kids, which have often a problem with noise and stress. So that's especially for our friends from NZ Autism.
I imagine it's pretty fun for you having created this to just stand in the corner and watch people gasping and awing over your creation.
Yeah, that's pretty much why we do it.
I'm thinking about putting the kids in the car and coming down for the weekend, or for a couple of hours at least. It sounds wicked.
that's the best thing you can do on the rainy weekends, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, it is that. That's why we do it. We wanna make a great day for the families. We want to show the people that Lego have so many faces, that it is not just that little helicopter kid's toy, that it is awesome creations, big sets, big own creations, awesome collections. So Lego is so big and so widespread that everybody finds something. And it's not only for small kids, it's for kids of every age.
We will put a link on our website to more information. And thank you for bringing so much happiness to people's lives, Holger.
Yeah, always appreciate it. And you have a wonderful day, and hopefully I see you tomorrow or day after tomorrow.
Nice one. That is Holger Blodorn, who's one of the builders in this big Lego display. WinTech Atrium in Hamilton. It's the Hamilton Brick Show this weekend.